Hi, and welcome to the Crypto Vibes Podcast. It's a weekly recap of all things in the crypto and Web3 space as far as news. It's been a big week in crypto and Web3. It seems like it always is. It's such a moving target in this world these days. I am your host, Neil Alonzo, and before we jump into the show, we have a few disclosures. The show is brought to you by Fort Brox, a crypto mining company. We are not financial advisors, wealth managers, or brokers. All of the information that we're sharing is news that we've discovered throughout the week. It is being shared with you in a way that represents it in its truest form. We do add some commentary, but we do provide links to all of our sourced material in the show notes. To kick off the news this week, and our headline is former DOJ Department of Justice and A16Z Andreessen Horowitz partner in the crypto space is Katie Hahn. She officially launched Hahn Ventures. She broke a lot of records with this one. I mean, it's the largest solo fund, largest launch fund, and largest by a woman ever at $1.5 billion. It's pretty cool. And if you've listened to our other podcast, the Fort Brox Crypto Podcast, you've heard us make mention of her several times. We highly suggest that you look in the show notes and click on the YouTube link of her interview on CNBC. It's pretty cool. Next up with our updates is we're going to give you a couple acronyms here. We have the EU and the MICA. The EU stands for European Unions. MICA stands for Markets and Crypto Assets. Well, they've been pushing forward with a bill, but this time it's going to come without the limiting provisioning for Bitcoin. So what that means is that the regulatory package is moving forward to the next phase of discussions without the controversial provision seeking to restrict the use of cryptos like Bitcoin that are based on proof of work. I mean, we talked a little bit about it last week, but now it's moving forward, and this is a good thing in regards to proof of work and all things decentralized. Another big development is Russia is open to selling natural gas for Bitcoin. Russia can trade with friendly quote-unquote countries in national currencies or Bitcoin, the chairman of the State Duma Committee on Energy said. This is going to be a hotly debated topic because cryptocurrency is meant to be decentralized. And in this situation, given the war, it still can be, but it's definitely something that people are taking into consideration given your position with Russia. So we're not political, but it's definitely something to take note of because this is going to be a bellwether example of crypto in times where decentralization is being tested. A little bit of a blast from the past, so to speak, Dogecoin, because it's really not that old, but it's just funny because it feels older already, but it's risen 14% this week because Bitcoin ATM operator adds Doge to its kiosk. Our link's in the show description, but we just thought it was funny that Dogecoin seems older, even though it's not. In other countries taking on all things crypto, Malaysia may be the next country to make Bitcoin legal tender. That's cool because it's just expanding the use and availability of it, which we're big fans of. Following that up is Binance.us is inching closer to approval in all 50 states. That's a big deal, especially given the history and roadmap that Binance has had with the United States. Savings app Acorns is adding Bitcoin exposure to its portfolios. Now, Acorns is different in an exchange or a wallet, so please do your due diligence, but they are offering it. Crypto.com adds FIFA World Cup sponsorship to its sports marketing strategy. I mean, they already have taken over the Staples Center. They have Matt Damon. I mean, it's pretty cool, actually, what they're doing. I mean, they're definitely exposing a lot of people to a lot of things, going the Samsung route and trying to market. It makes sense because soccer is such a popular sport. Why wouldn't you get into it if you're trying to expose people to crypto? Coinbase is launching USD coin, USDC, fiat to crypto trading in new countries. Residents can now buy USDC with USD, Euro, or GBP. Andreessen Horowitz and Khosla back WorldCoin in a deal valuing tokens at $3 billion. That's a pretty big deal, so you might want to take a look at the information in our link. In step with when Katie Hahn launched Hahn Ventures this week, we learned about Mirror.xyz. So, you know, we're definitely taking a look at it, but it seems to be, this is their pitch, the essential Web3 toolkit for sharing and funding anything, from writing about your latest idea to building a home for the next big DAO, decentralized autonomous organization. We're definitely taking a look at it. We've signed up for it. We definitely encourage you to do your due diligence as well. But it's interesting since Katie Hahn, who's leading such a big Web3 fund, is utilizing this platform as well. In a report just released this week, the number of African cryptocurrency users is up nearly 2,500%. In an article by Recode on Vox.com, war in the time of crypto in the Russia-Ukraine conflict, you know, which side of crypto is, you know, helping? It's helping both sides. And it kind of goes in step with a little bit of the information we provided with Russia before. But it's definitely a good read and something to take into account when thinking about how crypto is evolving with adoption and what decentralization really means. Japan's social media giant LINE is set to launch an NFT marketplace. And for those of you who played that popular Disney app game, yeah, this could be a very welcome invite. FTX and CoinShares launch physical staked Solana ETP. CoinShares FTX physical staked Solana will be listed on Germany's major digital market, Xetra. And that's Xetra. And is fourth ETP rolled out by CoinShares this year. Exchange traded product is what ETP stands for those who don't know. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink says that the Ukraine war could speed up digital currency adoption. I mean, it makes sense. We don't have to deal with the same issues that banks or, you know, the hurdles that we have in dealing with these intermediaries. Crypto solves a lot of problems. Again, going to continue to be a great debate, but there is benefits. In a report released and reported by blockworks.co, 1 in 3 NFTs end up with little to no trading activity. Report says the number of minted profitable NFTs is increasing over time, while that of NFTs with little trading activity is gradually decreasing. So this is something that anybody in the space has been kind of identifying just inherently being a part of it. But the space is maturing, but it's still in its infancy. It's still Wild West, but there are going to be a lot of changes. I mean, the NFT market space is going to look nothing like it looks today in a year. That is our belief. Governor DeSantis signs a bill requiring financial literacy class for high school students. This is in Florida. This is pretty awesome. Financial literacy in high school would be amazing because, I mean, depending upon where you're on the side of education, I would have loved to have learned more about how money actually works, how to actually run a register. You know, how do I run my checking account? Back in my day of school, I wish I would have had more tools provided to me other than the curriculum that was thrown in our face. We'd like to think that crypto adoption is also going to foster a lot of change in education. Two 20-year-olds charged an alleged $1.1 million NFT scam, defrauding investors. The defendants had plans for a follow-up NFT collection after siphoning funds from their first project, Frosties, according to a criminal complaint. The Verge editor Casey Newton wrote an op-ed titled, "There's Something Off About ApeCoin." Now, we highly recommend that you read it just because it's a great thought starter and it's something to consider. So it's a good read. Check it out in the link in our show notes. And for the final update this week, we got something from Elvis. This is pretty cool. So a new Elvis Presley DAO, DAO, Decentralized Autonomous Organization for Fans, hopes to buy back former rock and roll star records and memorabilia. So for those of you Elvis fans, you should do your due diligence because you might be able to get some crypto, you know, jailhouse rock. Wouldn't that be sick? That's it for this week of Crypto Vibes. Please tune in next week. Every Saturday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we drop a new episode. If you find value in what we are sharing and what we're doing, please share with others. We'd love it. If you're looking for other deep dive podcasts about crypto, please check out our other podcast at Fort Brock's Crypto Podcast. It's on all the major platforms. We release a new episode every other week, bi-weekly. Thank you so much for listening. We'd like to give some thank yous, such as the original music provided by Jordan Halpern-Schwartz and Jeff Kleinman of Good Soup Music. I am your host, Neil Alonzo. The show is produced by Vocal Visual and Wizard Cats, brought to you by Fort Brock's. We hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend and that all things with your crypto portfolio keep going up.